This is True News Headlines, news from a Christian point of view. I'm Kerry Kinsey. A St. Louis prosecutor is launching an investigation into that couple who used firearms to protect their home from protesters over the weekend. Tucker Carlson of Fox News says the couple called police and got no response. Like a lot of us, they were on their own.
Well, Patricia and Mark McCloskey are real people. They live in St. Louis. As their city degraded and fell apart around them, became dirty and dangerous over the last decades, they did not flee to the suburbs. Many of their neighbors did, but they stayed in their home. They've been in the same home for 32 years. They've rebuilt it entirely, slowly, painstakingly. They love it. On Sunday, the McCloskeys sat in their backyard together having dinner. Suddenly, as they ate, a mob of hundreds of screaming people destroyed a wrought iron gate with a no trespassing sign on it and came pouring in, moving toward them quickly. The McCloskeys were terrified. They'd watched as mobs looted and burned and assaulted citizens around the country. This mob was clearly intent on violence. They said so. When Mark McCloskey told them to leave, the mob threatened to murder him and his wife. Then they threatened to kill the family's dog. Panicked, the McCloskeys called the police. Then they called the neighborhood security patrol, but no one came. They had no choice to protect themselves. They went inside and got their, yes, legally registered firearms. It worked. Met finally by citizens who dared defend themselves, the mob retreated and melted away. But the terror did not end. The sight of ordinary Americans standing up for themselves and their home enraged our professional class, and they immediately put the McCloskeys' name and their home address all over the internet. Threats poured in. Mark McCloskey spent last night boarding up his office downtown. He had no choice. Still, no one stepped forward to protect the McCloskeys, not one person.
Now, there's video out there showing the protesters breaking down a steel gate that led to the neighborhood. And also, this was private property and there was a no trespassing sign. And this is the video the media doesn't want you to see. There's quite a few of the protesters and they are not peaceful. The McCloskeys are Democrats, and a tactical person I know says, look, you can tell they're not gun people. It looks like they just got their firearms from the gun store the other day recently, as there was a run on them. Tucker goes on to say this was a mob, not peaceful protesters.
St. Louis's district attorney, a woman called Kim Gardner, announced that she was considering filing criminal charges against the McCloskeys for resisting the mob, a mob that was threatening to murder them. Gardner vowed to, quote, use the full power of Missouri law to hold the McCloskeys accountable for the crime of self-defense. Not the full power to defend them against people who are threatening to kill them, but the full power to crush them for resisting. The media, meanwhile, immediately set about trying to show the McCloskeys were racists. Here's how the Washington Post framed the story, quote, as the peaceful crowd of about 500 walked along a private gated street, a white couple who emerged from a marble mansion had something else in mind. The New York Times agreed this was definitely a hate crime. Quote, President Trump on Monday morning retweeted a video of a white man and woman brandishing a semi-automatic rifle and a handgun at peaceful black protesters. Almost every word a lie. In fact, the mob was not, quote, black, whatever that means, and it definitely wasn't peaceful. It was murderous. Nor did anyone explain what the McCloskeys' race had to do with anything. A white man? A white couple? Okay, they are. So what? Why is that relevant? Why is it ever relevant in a situation like this? It's not.
Now, Dana Lash says she's from that area, and she gives us some background on that couple and the fact that, look, they were simply protecting their home.
And to see the McCloskeys smeared and maligned this way, these are individuals who were simply protecting their home. And look, I want to make this very clear for everyone. This area is private property. So this is off of Kings Highway. I lived right by this area in downtown St. Louis when I lived in St. Louis before moving to Texas. And so this is, it's sort of like a gated community. It's a private residential area. These protesters were not peacefully walking past anything. These individuals mowed down a gate. an iron gate, because the residential area is separated from the public way by a very impressive iron fence, a gate, these beautiful brick structures. This is a very historic area. And so they mowed through this gate. There are pictures of it all over the internet. So I dare say that legacy media can stop trying to gaslight everyone into thinking that private property damage didn't happen. And they were screaming threats at this couple. When you are damaging private property, when you are trespassing, you are ceasing to engage in peaceful protests. And it is amazing to me that Kim Gardner and all of these other individuals out there across the country that are so certain that the McCluskeys are guilty of just defending themselves, that it's okay for a riot mob to do what, or a violent mob to do what they did and to damage property, but it's bad for these innocent individuals to defend themselves? That doesn't make sense.
Well, more and more blacks say they are not on board with all of this rioting. This young man has an interesting take.
I'm so angry right now because I was behind the movement when I saw that video, and now y'all had to go do this. This is the stupidity that we're dealing with. Yes, you're going to set race relations back 100 years because one tragedy occurred that everyone agreed, they were united in their agreement that it was a tragedy? Are you stupid? I don't know why people suddenly think it's okay to be racist, but it's not racist because we're black. No, that's stupid. If you're a black supremacist, you're every bit as racist as a white supremacist, destroying random people's cars. I saw a video where this black guy's like, he's like, we got a 2-for-1 now. You kill one of ours, and we gonna kill two of yours. I don't see white people burning their cities to the ground every time one of them is killed. When that black man was beating those white people in the nursing home, I didn't see white people rioting in the streets. I didn't see white people rioting in the streets when a black man gunned down two elderly white people that were visiting their son's grave. I didn't see black people rioting in the streets when the black police officer in Mississippi choked the teenager that was saying that they couldn't breathe. It got to the point where black business owners were putting signs in their windows saying, hey, we're a black business. Don't loot us. Don't break our windows. Don't destroy stuff. This is not about black versus white, and you're making it about black versus white. This is about an issue, and we can solve the issue together.
In Little Rock, Arkansas, customers brawled over social distancing and coughing at a steakhouse. A woman said she and her boyfriend were sitting at the bar when they told a man nearby he was sitting too close to them. Then it's Katie Bar the Door. Well, pro-lifers are screaming about John Roberts. The Supreme Court Chief Justice cast the deciding vote in a Louisiana abortion case on Monday. Senator John Kennedy says Roberts simply changed his vote.
The process bothers me as much as the result. The Chief Justice today joined with the four liberals on the court to strike down Louisiana's statute. 4 years ago, in a case out of Texas, same statute, same issue, the Chief Justice voted with the conservatives. Today, he voted with the liberals. He changed his vote. He flip-flopped. He flip-flopped like a banked catfish. And that's why I say the process worries me as much as the result. This is why so many people think that our federal courts, our federal judges have become nothing but politicians in robes. Now, the Chief Justice famously says all the time that he's just an umpire. All he does is call balls and strikes.
That's right.
Well, 4 years ago, he called a ball. Today, same pitch. He called a strike. And I don't know what else to say, Martha. Yeah. He just changed his vote with no explanation.
Love the baseball analogy there. Well, time for a prayer request. Please keep my name private and pray for me. Pray that God heals me physically, spiritually, and mentally. Also pray that I understand what it is to be a Christian. And we did withhold your name. We ask that our viewers and listeners pray for this man. A Christian is saved, shows that he or she has changed their life. They walk in faith, share the gospel, and teach others how to live like Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Also, Edward Zoll tells us that Helen McCloskey says her husband Pete had a heart attack on Saturday night and is in the hospital. He needs prayer. Pete McCloskey was a California congressman from 1967 to 1983, but he's being featured in the four-part docuseries called Sacrificing Liberty. True News is producing that piece. Matt Scow doing a great job putting that together. Please pray for Pete, who is 92 years young right now. For the latest news from a Christian point of view, visit TrueNews.com and go there to find out how you can support our news efforts. Check this out. Michelle Bachmann says the pandemic and rioting is God's punishment for President Trump's Middle East peace plan. You know, the guys will talk about that and much more on the Godcast. For the entire True News team, I'm Kerry Kinsey. Have a great evening and God bless you.